Unit 14, Refugees. Listening 2. Mr. Davis is a social worker at an NGO named RSS. He's talking with Abebe, a refugee from Nigeria.
Good morning. My name is George Davis. I'm a social worker here. I'm sorry, but could you tell me how to pronounce your name, please?
Abebe.
Abebe?
Yes, that's right.
So, how are you feeling today, Abebe?
Actually, I'm very tired and quite worried.
That's understandable. I was told you were released from the detention center yesterday. How long were you detained for?
11 months.
I'm sorry to hear that. RSS is here to help you settle in the community. We can provide support for many things, such as housing, work, and medical treatment. It may be difficult to know where to start, but is there anything you need urgently?
Yes, I have diabetes, so I need medicine. The medicine I got in the detention center had terrible side effects. But they wouldn't change it.
I see. Well, we can make an appointment for you at the hospital, and one of our volunteer medical interpreters can go with you.
But I don't have any money or medical insurance.
Don't worry about that. RSS can pay for your medical expenses.
Really? That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
The next thing to think about is housing. There are some places where you are able to stay for free, so you can choose one. How would you feel about living within the Nigerian community?
The Nigerian community? That would be great, but can I really live for free? I don't want to be a burden.
Abebe, until you get a job and start making money, you will have to rely on NGOs and charities to help you. This is what we do, so please don't worry.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, could you fill in this form, please? After that, we'll try to get you an appointment for tomorrow at the hospital and...